Previously on Unranked.
I think we take Zelda and we get rid of like the whole castle bullshit. Put it in the city. All right.
Okay, modern Zelda.
Bring that bad boy forward about 1,000 years. Let him talk. The new updated from 20 years ago, the Romeo and Juliet, they had their sword names, but they were on the gun. Okay, so he could have a gun. That's just the master sword. It's called the master sword. It's a gun.
Okay. Just what everyone wants. Zelda Link as a cop.
Who's Zelda in this scenario? Okay.
Ganondorf's daughter. We're gonna totally flip the script on this.
But how is she involved in the story?
Because fine. She'll have to get kidnapped. But then we find out that it was the dad. Ganondorf's behind the whole thing. Right. So all his underlings are the Gerudo women, right? They're in City Hall, they're working. And he's known as this misogynistic. That's why he's trying to revamp his image.
That's a nice piece of ass.
Yeah.
But the Gerudos all live in a gated community. So you have to sneak in.
Oh, okay. They're like in the Beverly Hills. Yeah. I honestly think this is a hit. I think people would go nuts for this game.
Just put my name at the end. Thank you, Alex Marinoff.
Hello and welcome to the Unranked podcast. I thought this joke would work better, but I can't see anything.
That joke don't work, bud.
It does not work.
We cut off the last 2 seconds of the theme.
I think we should add some like virtual tomatoes or something, and like fuck to pull you off the screen real quick.
Mm.
Yeah, okay. That's how bad that was.
All right.
So
I wonder if there's
you're showing everything now.
They changed the buttons and now I keep messing it up.
They changed the buttons. I stand by even more that the Legend of Zelda game that we pitched last week would be a hit.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I'm in.
Especially because they're giving everyone a gun now. You know, like I'm playing Fortnite, Korra's got a gun.
Everybody's
Spider-Man's
got a gun.
Everyone's got a gun. Link can have
Everybody's got a gun. Yeah.
Hello and welcome to the 423rd episode of the Unranked Podcast. This is Christian Humes here with Alex Marinello.
Hi.
Tom Caswell.
Hello.
You know, before we go ahead and jump into the Pokemon, I think, and this is a thing I want to try and do every other week, in between challenges. So we should just let everyone know the next head-to-head, which will be next Thursday. The challenge is in Hot Wheels, Turbocharged, Unleashed, Hot Wheels Unleashed 2, Turbocharged.
Mm.
It is the course Spinning Golf, and you're going to do Time Attack. So it is the best single lap. You can just, what's great about Time Attack is you don't just do a single lap. You just keep running a lap after lap after lap. Your best time, that's the time you want to go with. You want to record that, send us a screenshot, or send it into the Discord. That is what we're going to be doing next week. And the loser... Starting with this new challenge going forward, loser the following week is going to have to do a PowerPoint presentation of the winner's design. So that's coming up for next week. Just wanted to get that at the top of the show for anyone that, you know, missed it ahead of time.
Sure. Thank you.
And before we go into today's Pokemon, we have some unfinished business. With last week's Pokemon.
Okay.
We didn't put him on the list.
Oh,
that's right.
Okay.
We did not put him on the list.
Okay.
Which quite frankly, surprising because it is like, I think maybe one of the best parts of this now.
Yeah.
Oh, it just makes it more of a...
How did we forget to
do
that?
Well, it's kind of a forgettable Pokemon, right? Like,
well, see, this is my concern is I'm like, oh, since we forgot, it's gonna be docked some points now, I feel like. I feel like that just hurt it.
Well, what was it? Pokemon
Shellos.
Shellos.
Pretty cool, pretty cute Pokemon.
We got enough cutes. Do we need more cutes?
You do, because every generation you have to reset, right?
Yeah, I know, but do you need more of them?
You know what? I'm gonna be generous.
Oh god.
I'm looking at this list. I'm gonna be generous to Shellos. Cause I do think Chris is right. So I'm trying to balance. I'm just, balance the force here. I think above Burmy. under Combi.
Mm-hmm. I was going to put it two higher.
Above Cherubi?
Yeah, I would have put it two higher.
All right.
But
that's
yeah,
okay.
No.
If you want to split the difference, you want to go below Cherubi, above Combi?
Sure. Cherubi's the two.
It's
cherub,
yeah, it's the
cherries,
balls,
right? Yeah, I like those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, put it under Cherubi.
Okay.
Split the diff.
Yeah. All right,
so Shellos is the new 24th favorite of Gen 4. Okay.
Okay. Now that that's out of the way, we can
now
start
that we did that.
with the 423rd Pokemon, which is the evolution of Shellos.
Lapras.
You know what? That would have been pretty sick if it was. Lapras is a great Pokemon.
This is
Gastrodon.
A pretty Gastro. Yeah.
Gastropub.
Gastropubdon.
This
it's
is a pretty
right.
What?
It's got its third eye, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
it's
much
a,
more slug-like.
I mean, it's basically a slug. I find this Pokemon to be really creepy, actually. I don't like it. Its eyes are too far apart. The shell doesn't really look like a shell. Is it a shell?
It says its skin. Yeah, that's
or
my...
Is it a skin?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on? And this whole, like this, he's probably a slimy, slippery mother, you know?
It
and
is
I
the sea slug.
I would never want to pick this thing up, ever.
No.
So...
That's a good point. But
yeah.
My big thing with this Pokemon is I'm looking at it,
yeah.
and I'm like, this looks like the pieces of five other Pokemon cobbled together. Like, its ears look familiar.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, like, it's got a muck, it's Muck's body with, like, a Lapras thing. You've got one of the Eevee evolutions ears, you know?
I mean, look, I'll say it straightforward. Uglier than its pre-evolution. Significantly.
I mean,
I think this is going backwards.
Yep.
I'm telling you now, this is going pretty low on the list.
Yep.
I agree.
So, according to an interview Nintendo Power with Game Freak, Gastrodon and Shellos were originally intended for Pokemon Ruby and Sapphire.
They were, yeah. So that bottom of the barrel Ruby Sapphire Pokemon that they just kind of threw in here. Maybe they just thought that they had too many water
anyway,
Pokemon.
Yeah, so Gastrodon may be a combination of Gastropod or Gastro... Oh.
Gastropod.
Screen just moved. And Don, Spanish for Lord, or Don, common suffix in dinosaur names, derived from the ancient Greek word for tooth.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Where do you want to put this? Or do you want to read the Pokedex entry?
He wants to do a little dex.
I want to read the Pokedex entry.
We
got to do it. We got to do it. Listen, I don't think it goes at the very bottom. So that being said, we got to let it have its flowers.
I don't know why
it's not going at the very bottom, but it's not far.
Let me look at this list again.
We're going to go to its flowers.
Okay.
Let's go with another Legends Arceus. I like these. Eats beach sand. Man, hard to say with the Invisalign in.
Yeah.
For nourishment.
Ish beesh.
Ish beesh.
Should one Gastrodon encounter another of a different color, a fierce battle will inevitably ensue.
Yeah.
That would be sick to come across. Like, you're in the game and you just see two Pokemon going at it.
Yeah.
Would love
one
to.
Way or the other.
That's
Fighting,
what we
make
need to
love,
add to the next
whatever you want to
installment.
Say.
That's what we need for the next installment.
All right, where do you want to put it?
I want to put it at number 34. I want to move Wormadam, Mothim, and Bibarel down.
Yep.
But I think Cherum is...
Yep. Yeah,
I
like it.
I agree.
Yeah. Yep.
I totally agree.
All right. Well...
Tom, did I tell you about what Alex has been doing lately?
No.
He's been gaslighting me lately.
What the hell are you talking about?
So, like, recently when we've been playing games, he's been, like, doing weird stuff. and then pretending like nothing's happening. Like the other night, like this was a couple weeks ago.
This was a couple weeks ago, right?
He had a lisp the whole time, Tom, as if he had something in his mouth, like he was eating something or he had something in his mouth. And I kept asking him, like, I'm like, what's in your mouth? And he was like, nothing. And I'm like, no. And he refused. And he was telling me, he was like, you're crazy. Like he was trying to convince me that I was hearing things. And I was not.
Tuna, now's your chance to come clean.
There's nothing going on. There's nothing going on. I'm sorry that you think there is.
Things are happening.
There's nothing going on.
What do you have other examples of?
There was another one, but I can't remember off the top of my head. I meant to bring this up and then forgot about it. And I only remembered now because I had trouble reading that thing a moment ago.
Unbelievable.
But it'll happen again. And when it does,
you'll get me on the recordings.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be playing it back.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
All right.
Definitely.
Well, good to know. I'll keep it. I mean, we're trying to play games after we record tonight, so I'll be keeping an ear out for shenanigans.
Tom, did you tell me you had a unsnacked today?
Oh, I would just said it because you said the Corona looked so good. Oh, okay. There we go.
Well, there it is.
Tell us about it.
Really good. I really think that, and this is a Brooke adage to my life. She brought this into my life in a way that I had never really engaged with it before. But the Corona with the lime for just like a simple beer, drinkable beer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think you can really top it.
You need the lime.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Without the lime, it's garbage.
Yeah. I don't know if it's garbage, but it's significantly inferior.
I completely agree.
With whom?
Yeah. With the lime. The lime needs to go into the Corona.
I would agree that you need it. For my statement to be correct, it's a Corona with a lime. But so good stuff. I'm eating. We were playing games or we were recording. Oh, it was one we were playing the other night and you couldn't make it. We were. Mm-hmm. I had peanut butter pretzels.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a new kind of snack I've introduced into my life.
Trader Joe's?
Costco, Kirkland.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Like a big
Kirkland.
Bucket,
Kirkland's
essentially.
Great. Yep.
Because I'm like, oh, they're great because I can't eat too many at a time because they're just too dry.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Now you get a little jelly in there, a little jelly jam. They'll preserve if you're Chris or an apple butter. Remember that? Mm. That's a long
apple butter.
Apple butter's great. Bowl.
That's years ago.
Get that
in
there.
Really? That's
find
many
some
years ago.
Find some way. Without hurting the like physical integrity of the pretzel, because that's important. Mm. Get a little jam in there, and then you've got.
Mm.
I mean,
you could have it on the side like Dunkaroos.
Maybe it's scientifically Chris, that
damn
is
dippers.
A great fucking idea. I could just get some jam, put it in a little bowl, dip and scoop. Oh my god.
We went for ramen a couple weeks ago, and right next to it is Home Goods.
Okay.
And you know, we're waiting. There were like 20-minute wait for the ramen place, so we're like, "Fuck it, we'll walk around Home Goods." And I got these just tiny little like 2-ounce dip, like ceramic dip cups, and they're perfect. They're amazing for. We use them all the time now. When I do like nuggets, I put some honey in one. I'll put some like special sauce and another one. Like you use them, we use them very often. Very good. Also, when I make sandwiches, because I do sandwiches probably like 2-3 times a week. I make us sandwiches for lunch. Very good for just like I'll mix together a little aioli. You know, I'll put in.
Oh, yeah.
I do like avocado mayo, and then I'll add in like garlic and basil and some other stuff into that, and just it's the perfect like amount to be able to just mix real quick into stuff. It's great. They were like $2. It's awesome. Good purchase.
What a deal.
Quick unsnacked. I've got a home recipe here right now.
Is it an aioli?
No, it's Spindrift. I call it the Spindrift twist. This is the tropical twist. That's what I call it. And it's the new tropical punch and a Spindrift pineapple together. And Tom.
Hmm.
Tropical
Why is
punch
it Tom?
What?
Why isn't it?
I thought you didn't like the pineapple. Am I wrong? Which one didn't you like?
Mm, Yeah, I can't remember.
Maybe I'm thinking of a different one, but I thought you didn't like the pine. Oh, no, you don't like the lime. That's the
Or the
one you don't
lemon.
like.
Well, maybe no. I don't remember now. Can't remember. So forget
Okay.
it. If you want to talk to Tom, talk to
Well, I just thought you didn't like it. But yeah, very good. Very
Tom.
good. I just cracked both bad boys open, pour them out at the same time.
Wait, it's two different Spindrift flavors?
Yeah, the Tropical
Okay.
Punch, which
Okay.
is guava, passion fruit, and blood orange, and the pineapple Spindrift. And I just poured them both together.
Very nice. Very nice.
Very good.
That is nice.
Very good. All right, what's going on? What's happening? You got
What's happening?
What's been going
Alex got in trouble playing VR this
on?
week.
So Britt was off yesterday for a holiday, and she was out with the kid most of the day, and my mother-in-law, and I had meetings and stuff, but still wanted to get tea time in. So, I'm in, we're playing Coyote Valley, Walkabout Mini Golf, and
The
all of a
best level.
sudden, yeah, the best course. All of a sudden, I hear the basement door just open, and I can hear it because it's a good thing I did, because I only had one earbud in, because I thought I could hear when she came home. No dice, I didn't hear that, but I did hear the basement door open, and I was like, fuck, it's, and like I stopped talking to Chris, and then she just goes, hello, and I'm like, yeah, and then she just starts walking down the stairs, and at that point, there is no time to rip the headset off and run back to act like I wasn't working, right? Or to act like I was working. And the other problem is that, so I took the headset off and I did put it down, and I tried to, like, I mean, obviously I'm just standing in the middle of the basement when she turns and she goes, the evidence is all over your face. You've got the lines around your
She said
eyes.
that.
Yeah. She goes, you're working really hard down here. And I'm like, it's my we didn't tea, we usually tea time at lunch, but we didn't tea time at lunch. I had meetings. That's why I'm doing it now at 4. So that happened. And
Does she know
then
about tea time?
she knows about tea time.
Yeah.
It's not so much that she's like mad. It's more the guilt and like the reputation that I like the guilt that I feel, and I feel like the reputation of like, oh, he's down there working. And then all I need is for like we to be out, right? And then someone says, oh, like, how's working from home or whatever? And then she chimes in with a, oh, well, he plays mini golf on his VR headset all day. And then it, like, reputation goes around and
Yeah.
people think I don't do shit. You know what I mean? So people think I'm not working at all.
It gets back to
Which
mom. Now mom's
it gets back to
complaining.
mom. Yeah, well,
Oh,
mom.
yeah. Well, now
Well, yeah.
you're at risk of the times that you have them come over and you're.
Well, I'll tell you what, I got caught again, because when Brick we were coming up to 4 o'clock one time. Usually we start anyway, it doesn't matter. So
Yeah.
4 o'clock,
Yeah.
I
4 o'clock,
heard,
I know. Game over.
but I was like, oh, let's finish this, let's finish this. So I a little bit longer. And then as soon as we were done, I took the headset off and went upstairs to say goodbye to my mom and to also say hello to Britt and then also say hello to my kid who woke up from a nap. But again, the VR
Is this the same
suction.
day?
No, this was 2 days
A
prior,
different,
or
okay.
a week before, whatever. And it's I had the rings around my face again, and they were like, what are you doing down there? And it's like, fuck. And the other problem is I went upstairs without my glasses on, and they were like, why don't you have your glasses on? And then they looked and they were like, oh, working real hard down there, huh? And I'm like, fuck me, man. Like, it's not, and they let, I mean, look, they laughed about it and that's fine, but it's more like the reputation, you know what I mean? Like
Reputation.
the guilt. Like, I'm supposed to be working hard down here, you know what I mean? But
But
and
you
the
are
other
doing
thing,
your work.
I know, but you know what the problem was? The problem was that I was going to work a little bit later that day. I was going to work till 6. I usually come up at 5. And I knew that wasn't going to fly anymore, because if I said, oh, I have to work till 6, somebody would have
She's gonna
said,
be like,
well, then she would have
what were you
fucking
planning on
playing.
watching?
Yeah.
No. What was I planning on
Well,
watching?
because if you said you
No.
were working till six.
No, I wanted to. No, I was actually trying to do real work.
Oh, okay.
And Yeah, so like I, you know, but then I was like, oh, fuck it, I'll just do it tomorrow morning early. But like, it's that whole issue, you know what I mean? Like, yes, I'm home, but it's always, it goes back to what I've always said, right? Like, it's different. I do feel a little bad because she is a teacher, and most of the day she's on her feet, most of the day she has to be quote unquote on, right? Like, there's no, I want to take a little time right now, little downtime right now, the way that I can. Like, if I'm in the middle of writing something, you know, I can take a random 5-10 minute YouTube break.
Maybe she should have gone into financial law.
Hey,
like, you know,
hey, hey, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
So, and the other thing is, your summer's off. So let's not really, let's back it down. So that happened. So there was that.
Oh man, what's going to happen at tea time during the summer?
No, it's fine.
All right.
They're going to be going out, go to the pool, stuff. Give me a break.
Okay.
I might even put a lock on the door. My, you know,
I told
him keep out sign like Bob Simpson.
Yeah.
I said he needs to get like a
skateboard
sensor.
By the boys only.
Boys only.
You gotta do like give her the Tic Tacs like the Sidler in Seinfeld. You gotta get have like some kind of an alert so you know she's coming.
Yeah, motion alert. I know she's walking. That's well, that's so the thing I was telling Chris funny. Was like if we were playing Smash, let's say, right, instead of tea time, and I'm not in the 3D world, I'm in the 2D world. Smash, I hear that door open, I can just chuck the controller, hop over the couch, I'm in the chair, I'm done, I'm good, right? VR is a whole production. It's like,
and you have the remnants.
Off.
It's the remnants.
I have the remnants, the VR headset, which I don't want to even like. I am so, I have a hook now where I hang it. I'm not taking any chances with this thing. I don't want to hit it, drop it, nothing. Yeah, so
what is your cable situation? Because you didn't get the one I think that I sent to you, right? You didn't get the guide wire ones.
I got plenty of guide wires.
But do they turn so that it won't, your cable won't get like twisted up?
Yeah, they're not twisting. They're good.
Okay. All right.
It's good shit.
Oh, amazing. This is great. This is a great development. The wall, it's crumbling. Your house of cards.
Well, here's the other thing.
Oh my God. How is there another thing?
Well, no, the problem is that Chris kind of alluded to this. Chris kind of alluded to this.
I don't even know what it is. So
it's the fact that like when my kid gets up from a nap, she wants to come down here because she loves it down here because she likes playing with the Dragon Ball Z balls, the Legos.
I told you, your basement like, haven is screwed. You have like a couple years left at best.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
even that at this point, sounds like.
You're no joke. Like these, like the things you have that are expensive, you're going to want to get like a case that like locks, like you want to get like a glass cabinet or something that locks.
Well, the other thing I was thinking about,
because otherwise that stuff's done the second she can reach it.
Well, my cousin just had twins and I like just picture 5 years from now, like, you know, 7 year old, my 7 year old with my cousin's 5 year olds running around this basement, causing a big ruckus. Like
yeah, that's going to be the kid's playroom. You're going to have to, you're going to need to find a new space for yourself.
Well, no, I told you, putting a sign on the door that says adults only. Keep out.
Adults only. It was boys only.
Before. Well, she had twin boys, so I can't say boys only.
All right.
So I got to say men only.
Adult boys.
Adult men only. Or just tuna's lair.
What?
You got to get the ADU. You got to get the backyard ADU. You got to get like a 12x12 shack for the backyard.
So I was thinking about that actually. So I have that gazebo that no one ever fucking uses. I was thinking about tearing that shit down and putting in like a real little shed.
You can
and
get
turn
one
it into like a summer.
You can get one of those like $20,000 houses on Amazon.
Oh, those are sick.
You know,
you can, house.
You can get one of those.
You could have your own house back. Yeah,
I think I just put a shed back there, right?
And we'll, you need it insulated because you got to worry about moisture with your electronics. You can't just do a regular wooden shed. You can get an ADU for probably like $15,000 or less. And then you basically have your own private room.
Tell that to the preschool that she's going to next year that basically costs that.
Oh, you didn't win the lottery.
No, that's next year. That's when she's 4. When she's 3, you got to pay. When it's 4, you get a lottery. Maybe you pay, maybe you don't. And then when she's 5, she's in the system, baby, and we are done. Public school all the way.
Right.
That's it.
There you go.
Pay enough fucking taxes here. Fuck everyone. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
Amazing.
Absolutely insane.
Tom, I thought we were going to get just a little treat. I didn't know we were getting like a three-course meal today.
Tuna's whole life is collapsing around him. Like, it's unbelievable.
It's really become the opening segment to the show now.
The safe haven basement is no longer sacred.
Well, the other thing is, like, Britt keeps telling me, like, oh, put your YouTube account on the TV. I'm like, no, because she wants to watch like Bounce Patrol and stuff. I don't want my like I'll page go. That,
yeah,
like, you know, like, fuck off. No, make her own fucking YouTube.
Yeah, just make a Gmail. God and damn, just sign
stop
in.
It. And then she wants Dada's iPad. She can't have Mama's iPad. She wants Dada's iPad. I'm like, I'm trying to read fucking One Piece. Go
Mango.
I'm trying to meet Mango. I'm trying to read fucking Mango. Go do something else, kid. That's the other thing. She doesn't want to be alone in the place. She wants to come and play with me. Then she's like, Dad, dance. And I'm like, all right. So you got to do the dance. You got to do this all this stuff. And then
can we see the dance?
Yeah, it depends on the song.
Can you dance for us?
What's the hit song right now? She liked Ghostbusters for a while.
Yeah, that was now that's done, dude. Now right, she just likes whatever.
I'll help you out.
No, so we're not doing it. Not happening. So I already do it. So, but she's like, Dad, jump. Dad, turn around. I'm like, oh, here we go. We're in full-fledged. Like, you know, you can't just
circus mode.
The other funny thing, this is cute. She wants to play hide and seek, but hide and seek is just, I put a blanket over my head.
Right.
And she counts to 10.
Yeah.
And she goes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And then she goes to the blanket. She lifts the blanket. There you are. But you have to do that 20 or 30 times. Like, it's not one and done, and there's no variety into the hide and seek situation. It is put the blanket on your head, count to 10, and you do that for about an hour.
An hour of your life gone. Like, love her. That
love her. But yeah, so One Piece, I am if you can you believe it, about, well, a little less than 25% of the way through, which is, I think, pretty good. You're on mute, Tom. I think it's pretty good. No.
Am I? No, I'm not.
No, it just didn't pick up the claps.
Pick up the claps? Barely. No, not picking them up. So 25% of the way through, I got to sit.
That's just me. For audio listeners, that's au naturel, baby.
I gotta be honest, it's great. Reason, the only complaint I have is the same one I did last week, which is high action scenes, hard to tell what's going on. And I wish it was in color, but I understand why it's not. So, but it's great.
Yeah. Loving so the it. I found out that they do have a colored version in Japan. I think, like, there's fan versions of it. I don't know if there's an official one in America. I can't tell. It's really hard to find the answer. Some people say yes. Some people say no. There are websites where you can find it, but it's not really ideal for reading. It's annoying with, like, ads everywhere, like, popping up and everything chapter by chapter. But those, Alex, are, like, the Japanese ones. Like, if you were to get them in the Shonen Jump or whatever, that's when you have to buy the full volume, is to get the colored versions. But that's not available for us. I don't know why. At least not with the Shonen Jump app.
Yeah, but I really like it. I'm enjoying it. I think the story is great. So yeah.
What chapter are you on?
250.
Okay. Yeah. So yeah, you're very close to. Yeah, very close. 25 more, you'll be.
Yeah.
Well.
Anything else going on? I will say this, Tom. I think you would enjoy it. The Traitors, the UK version, is fantastic. The second season was even better than the first.
Yep.
And when I say it's better than the US celebrity BS version, I'm talking leaps and bounds better. Like, night and day better than the US version. I think you'd like it.
All right.
Just trying to think if there's anything else. I don't think so.
Have you played anything this week beside mini golf? What did you guys play the other day?
Well, we played Helldivers, then we tried to play, and then we just got our asses handed to us. Yeah. And then we tried to play Halo, but Tuna had a 95 gig download.
Sick.
Despite both, like,
despite it,
I don't know what's
auto.
Going on. Xbox, this is my complaint for the week. Phil Spencer, I need you to answer me. I have my Xbox set
here
to
we go.
Keep games up to date while it's in low power or standby or whatever. I have that checked. I have it checked on both. It's not even actually just an Xbox
so
issue.
You don't have the low power eco mode on?
No, I don't have the low power eco mode on because I
so you
want...
don't care about the planet?
Yeah. That's exactly what's happening. I couldn't give a shit. I'm not washing dog food cans every fucking day so that I can put them in recycling. I'm not fucking cleaning
it doesn't
out
keep
Brooks'
your games
almond
up to date.
milk.
It doesn't happen.
It doesn't do it.
No.
On either system.
No.
It's
no,
so
it doesn't.
Fucking annoying.
Yeah.
It's so fucking annoying.
Yeah.
So
while mine was updating, Tom was like, let's play Smash.
Yeah.
Which we did. But before that, he said, oh, Brooke, do you want to play Smash? And she goes, are you sure I can play? Or is this going to be like you promised this and then I won't be able to play? And he goes, no, you'll be able to play.
The reason she asked that, by the way, was because I got her excited for us to play the Gargoyles remastered Switch game. Because I thought that has to be a co-op. Couch co-op game. It's a side-scrolling 90s Disney game.
Sure.
And it wasn't. And she was really disappointed. And so, yeah. So I was like, yeah, we could play where it's two local, one online. Absolutely.
Of course.
Yeah.
No.
Turns out that's not correct.
Turns out you can't.
Yeah.
You can only play together in a quick match.
Yeah.
But you can't play together with your friends.
Like a battle arena when you in Smash.
Yeah.
Stupid.
That is really dumb. Really, really dumb.
I mean, also what's really dumb is that Xbox got screwed out of like online on GoldenEye and it's only on the Switch version, which is like,
dude, we'd be playing GoldenEye tonight if it did. I mean, come
on.
Oh
yeah, we would have played yeah, absolutely. After we did that
for sure.
That challenge, we
after
absolutely
we did that challenge,
been.
When I was doing that challenge, I was like, this game is so fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
In the way that we would do playing the game, it was very fun. Yeah, just like trying to like.
We should try it on the Switch. I'm sure it's fine.
But we used to do so much.
I
stuff
hear
in
it's
GoldenEye.
Not. I hear the controls are a real kick in the dick.
Oh, interesting. Because you can't. Interesting.
I think it's inverted or whatever, and you can't undo it or something. I don't actually know the specifics, but there's something on Switch control wise that people really hate about it.
Okay, I'll have to see what that is. That's interesting.
They're like, the only way to play it is if you get the N64 controllers through Switch online or whatever. You buy the fucking physical controllers. Anyway. So
nightmare.
Nightmare, indeed. So that's what we were playing / trying to play. We never got around to playing Halo. Like, we only played a couple of matches of Smash. And then, there it is. I have been playing some stuff. I've been watching some stuff actually. More. I've been a little under the weather this week, so my ability
hit us with your what are you watching first?
So the first thing I watched was Love Lies Bleeding this weekend, the Kristen Stewart movie with Katie O'Brien, who was in Mandalorian most recently. She played in that one episode where it's the scientist, the former Empire scientist who's like recruited, and there's the woman who like teams up with him or whatever. She's in it as well. It is I had high expectations. I'd heard it was a great film, exceeded them, had an absolute blast with this film. Ed Harris is in it. Probably know him from Westworld most recently as the man in black, Truman Show. Yes. I mean, storied career.
Paul 13.
He's fantastic in it. It's basically just it's a love story. It is a thriller. It is, yeah, it's really good. Really, really good. If you have the opportunity to check it out, I highly recommend it.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to streaming, definitely give it a watch. Oh. And then the other thing I've been watching is Fallout. I saw the whole first season ahead of its release.
Yeah, you
yesterday.
Really sucked that down, didn't you?
Well, I had screeners for like a week, so I didn't binge it in the last 24 hours. But I did suck it down. But I think like I kind of binged the last half of it, like the last four episodes. I watched like over a day and a half. It's really, really good. I think it's from Jonathan Nolan and Lisa Joy, who, funnily enough, made Westworld. And obviously Jonathan Nolan in particular has worked on a lot of Chris Nolan stuff. And
also the second singer in Taking Back Sunday.
Is that true?
Same name, different guy.
Oh, same name? Okay. I mean, I have no idea. I know nothing about Taking Back Sunday, so I don't know. No, it's fantastic. It's all eight episodes are out on Amazon Prime right now. It has Walton Goggins in it, who steals the show.
Dude, I like him. He's great.
Yeah, he is fantastic. This is probably my favorite role that I've seen in him in a while. He really gets to... He has a lot of range in this. He plays both, like, you know, on the extreme end, like a gunslinger. This isn't a spoiler for the show because it's in the trailers. You see it in the very opening of the show is this. But he's from the past. He's a ghoul, right? So he's lived all these years. And they flash back. Excuse me. Shut up. It's not a spoiler. They flash back to the past, you know, and so he gets to, they show the dichotomy. The show
Does this
is
happen in the first episode?
Yeah. Literally, okay. The opening is a flashback with him in it. And so he gets to have this range because the whole show is kind of about like the dichotomies of characters. So the main.
What's going on?
I'm coughing.
Are you sick?
I've been a bit under the weather. Weather. Yeah, this week.
You said he was a bit under the weather.
You need like some water?
No, I'm good. We'll be fine. So the main character is the Vault Dweller. Yeah. The main character is the Vault Dweller, like in the games, where it's someone that has lived in this vault their whole life and, you know, steps out into the wasteland. Mm-hmm. And it's about their duality of like they're naive, they've only experienced the vault. And now, what will they have to do to survive out in this wasteland?
Great. Is Vault Boy
fantastic?
In it?
Who?
The Vault Boy is. We get an origin story for the Vault Boy, which is really cool. Great. There's a lot of implications for the world of Fallout that this show sets up.
Mm. I've never... this is actually really good that you keep coughing because it lets me interject. I've actually never played 1 second of a Fallout game ever. Never.
I think you should watch this and you'll enjoy it. And I actually think this is a really good way to enjoy Fallout because Fallout is so much about its world. Mm. And when you play the games, you can only experience that world from the point of view of your character. This allows, you know, when you leave the vault are the, you know, the most interesting thing about Fallout. But when you leave the vault in the game, you never see, like, you're done. Like, the vault's in the past. In the show, they have storylines that continue in the vault. They have storylines that are continuing in various different areas and various different timelines, right? Because they keep going back to the past. And in the games, they can never do that. So I actually think it explores... the world of Fallout in a way, in an improved way that the games can't really do.
Cool. I just wanted to touch on something. We had an eclipse.
Oh yes, we did.
Here, Chris, what percentage did you get?
40
over there. 40. Okay, we got like 90.
Yeah,
yeah, 92, I think.
92, and you know, it was like it was a rainy, like when it was covering the sun, it was kind of like it was a rainy day, like an overcast day. Obviously, we didn't get totality. But I just wanted to, it was really cool. We got the glasses. It was really cool to see. What was so funny to me was So, someone who will remain nameless, actually, was like telling me, they were like, they were complaining. Like, can you believe this? The hype, who cares? Nothing happened. Like, what? I'm like, what did you expect to happen? And they were like, I expected it to be like pitch black and all this stuff. And the people were like, people were out in their lawn chairs watching. I'm like, it's still really cool. Like, yeah, we didn't get totality, but it's still 90 something percent covered. Like,
it was pretty nuts.
It was a pretty cool
phenomenon. It was supposed to be the rapture.
Well, that was something else that another person who will remain nameless also thought
for obvious reasons
that it might be. And I was like, okay, I'll see you on Monday.
Yeah, cut them out of your life.
Yeah, so see you Monday. Anyway, but yeah, I enjoyed it. I had a good time. I had a good time. The close is good. So what? We didn't get totality. Big deal.
Yeah, I wish I had 90%.
Yeah. It's still a cool thing to see.
Yeah.
Jesus
Plus,
Christ.
we're getting new heroes now.
What's ridiculous to me is like, how, I mean, is this even the right word? Like, how privileged are you that like a 90% solar eclipse is not impressive enough for you, that it is just like, who cares? Like, I don't understand. Like, this is something that like is a pretty fucking cool phenomena, that the moon distance from us and the sun distance from us, I mean, the fact that the moon could, it's just
people are sick in the head.
It was like totality or nothing. It's like, who cares if it's not totality? Like, my God, Jesus Christ! What do you want to do? The man in the moon to talk to you too? Like, what the fuck is going on? People are, really great for a cough.
Yeah, you know what's good. You know what's good,
for a cough? Carbonation. That really
carbonation.
Gets the
acid. Dryness.
I thought it would be great. I thought it would help.
Yeah, it really gets the throat soothed and nice. Is that by the makers of Robitussin? Jesus Christ.
Tussin with lime.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That was funny. Anyway, Fallout, great TV show. Go check it out. Amazon.
John Murphy was telling me. He texted me about it. He also recently, I've been telling him to watch For All Mankind.
Oh, such a great show. He loved it.
He binged that and then he watched Fallout as well, and was like, it's really good, which I was surprised because he's not like a big video game guy. So I was surprised that he even bothered with
it. It's a great story. Like, there's nothing.
Wait, he's not a big video game guy.
Not anymore. He used to be, but I think he said that like he got a little too addicted to a few too many games, and like right now he doesn't really have time for games too much. So he doesn't really need to play
games.
He's on like three softball teams.
That's ridiculous. I'm not turning myself in that way anymore.
Yeah, he got big into I think like post pandemic, he's like wants to be outside.
Nope. You know? I'd rather be in my basement with no windows.
You're such a lunatic. So I played a couple things this week I want to talk about. So Tom sent us which I just updated on my list. Alex, you want to update your list on the notes before you get too far away from the games to remember what you played this year. But Tom sent us a game called
Children of the Sun.
Children of the Sun. Tom, not great.
No?
Whoa.
No.
I haven't touched it personally. I think we gave it a high score.
I think it could be really fun on the computer. I think on the Steam Deck, which is where I played it, it does not control well. The sticks, it feels like it needs like precision control to be fun.
Sure.
It's like really fiddly, like the way that what this game is it's what the hell was it? Wanted? What was the name of that movie?
No, it's Sniper Wanted, yes, where they were bending bullets.
It's like
bullets,
the movie Wanted, where you're bending bullets. It's a sniper game where you have a character and there are targets, and you're kind of on this axis away from the targets, and you can like walk to the left and right, and you ping all the targets, and you need to put them in an order. You have to figure out like what the pattern order that you need to hit them in is, And then when you shoot the first bullet and you hit the first target, you can then move and aim at the second target. And you're basically controlling the bullet, but you're not like, it's kind of you're not fly by wire. You're not, once you set the next target, it is a straight line from there to the next one. And ultimately a lot of it takes off at the beginning with the pinging. And you're looking at, like, if you're playing on the Steam Deck, I just think it's not a good experience because you're looking at these really tiny targets from far away and, like, getting your crosshair on it to ping them. It's, like, really hard to do with the thumbsticks. So you need to use the touchpads, but then the touchpads are almost too sensitive for it because you're talking about, like, a 2-pixel image that you're, like, lining up here. I could see it being a lot more fun on the computer, but... like if you're playing on desktop using a mouse, but I think like for me, the Steam Deck experience is not fun.
The I think in the review they even bring up the fact that I think they say that like you get an upgrade at some point which allows you to change the trajectory after the first shot.
Oh, so okay.
That straight line issue, like eventually you can negate it. And
but the straight line's
they
not even
that.
The problem. It's actually the setting up and pinging of everyone is so fiddly on a Steam Deck. I think it's where I'm playing it more than the game itself. That being said, I also think the style could be a little bit cooler
on the Steam Deck. So,
like, yeah, it is.
It would. It sucks that I think it's a detractor that it doesn't form them. Yeah,
I'm gonna give it another chance. I'll go back, but
yeah,
it let me down a little because I thought it looked really cool. And conceptually, I think it's great. But after I did a few missions, I was kind of just frustrated with it. So I just stopped.
I got you.
And then I started playing another game because I was like, I need another indie. Tom's starting Tunic. Mm-hmm. I was in love with Balatro. I was in love with Pepper Grinder. Give me another one. Just feed me another indie. If I could get like one or two indies a month, even one, that'd be great. If I could just get like a 4 to 6 hour game, like once
We've
a month that I could
that.
Just consume. Ugh. I love
We've been on that trajectory for a while, I feel. Like
It's my favorite kind of games outside of, you know, big Nintendo or huge releases. So I'm playing Mini Shoot Adventures. And this is a game that I'm bummed is only on Steam right now because Alex would love this. I think, Tom, you would also really enjoy this game. But
I've heard good things,
right up your alley, Alex. I'm going to pull up a video of it, actually, so that you can see what this game looks like. All right. So you know how last week we talked about Zelda, but in another art style?
Mm-hmm.
Another genre? Okay, well, here is Zelda, the twin stick shooter.
Okay.
Is basically what this is. So I'm going to show you that. So it's like an open world shooter game where you play as a little ship and everyone else are like little alien ships. And it is like a straight up, like a top down Zelda game, like old school Zelda. The art is great. The controls are great. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. I'm really enjoying it. I think it's supposedly around like 6 hours, maybe 6 to 8 hours. Yeah. So like I'm really...
Yeah, this looks great.
I'm loving it. I've been playing the hell out of it. I think I'm about like 30% of the way through, and I'm probably 2.5 to 3 hours in. So it's probably, you know, right around 6 to 8 hours. It's great. It's a really good time. So I'm having a lot of fun with it. Highly recommend if you're looking for new indie Mini Shoot Adventures. I think it was $15. So
What you gonna do? That looks great.
Yeah.
What you gonna do? That looks great.
So yeah, I did start. I did start Tunic, which I didn't play as much this week as I would like to have gotten to. I've gotten further in it than I have before. I'll tell you this: took me a long time to find that shield. I was like, I can't give up because I'm committing to this game. But I just was like, where is this? But like I didn't even know if I needed the shield. That was the kind of like the thing is like, I think it's really directing me to like go to the west. So I kept trying to go as west as possible because I needed to ring the I'd already rung one of these like tunes.
Right.
The you know, the or tunic.
The
I
bells,
guess
basically.
The bells, yeah. I had to do the one on the other side. So I was like, okay. But and I was just like, every path there, I was like, I can't get this way. This way is blocked. Can I not, like, am I missing something? And I've come to learn that there are fucking hidden paths all over the fucking place in this game. And it turned out that I needed a key to open this little house thing and get the shield. And I didn't find this key for like hours.
Yeah.
Just
have you
running...
found any just like puzzles on your own yet or anything, or are you
like
exploring
puzzles? I mean, I literally couldn't find another path that I hadn't gone down.
Okay.
You know, I've picked up a bunch of pieces of the booklet. I have something like I can slow down time, and like getting that felt like I almost cheated getting it because I ran past a bunch of people that I was not prepared to like face because I didn't have the shield, and it was like one hit and you were like done. So I got this slow mo ability, and I'm like, do I need this now? Like, I appreciate what the game's doing, and I do like games that are very hands off, but there's an element to it that has just been not, I don't even think something that I'm like, it's a negative. It's just been tough. I just wish I had found some of these things sooner and gotten into the groove a bit, but it's a little slow going at the moment. And I wish I could kind of dedicate more time to it.
Yeah, I think it's, yeah. I think it's a tough game to be stopping and going with. I think.
But the whole idea of it being of it hands off is you're discovering more.
Yeah.
Well, I get it. Just keep going.
I think it's
the frustration you have now will later feel like, man, like it, there'll be a level of accomplishment that you will feel later.
There's a really cool
It's a Dark Souls game, like by a lot of omission, because of the enemies. You have, like, when you first face a new enemy, you're getting fucked, and then eventually, like, you're just clowning them because you know their patterns, you know, like, when to strike, you know, when to dodge. You know, you're losing your thing. So there's a lot about it that I like.
Without
it's just funny because combat is like saying that Tunic is a Dark Souls game, knowing like when you beat Tunic, Tom, hearing the phrase Tunic is like a Dark Souls game, which you're not wrong, and I understand why you're saying that, but that's like saying One Piece is a pirate show, and
sure,
it's not about being a pirate, not really.
Yeah.
And neither is Tunic really a dark, but it is. But you are right.
Just from the gameplay experience, at least at this point. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. All I will say is that from my experience, without giving anything away, there was one like discovery thing that happened in this game that I genuinely was like, this is one of the coolest things. This is the way that this was revealed and the way that this was done is incredible. Like, incredible. Like, I couldn't, like, I just, ugh. And the worst part
of one
of
my all-time favorite gaming moments.
And the worst,
like,
and
it's the same moment.
No exaggeration. Yeah.
It probably is. It's probably the same thing you're thinking. We're thinking of the same thing because it's something that we can't experience again because you know it. So it's really cool. It is. It's really cool. I mean, I'm hyping it up a little bit, which maybe will make you not like it as much because of that old chestnut.
We'll see.
I do plan on replaying it at one point in a few years.
I'll remember.
I need to get dementia. That's really going to help you make it.
Wow.
I need to just forget it.
Amazing. All right. So no other games or anything. Anyone's? I played a little Hot Wheels. And let me tell you.
Oh, me too. Yeah.
It's really fun.
It's a fun game.
I liked the first one a lot.
It's a fun game.
It's good. This one has a really good variety of levels too. So
cool. I'm stoked to jump into the challenge for sure.
I played a little. I was like, I'm going to try and unlock some cars. Maybe give myself.
Maybe we play some together. We'll see.
Yeah, it's fine. We don't have to play Halo.
No, you really wanted to play Halo. You texted us earlier. You're like, I'm champing at the bit.
Yeah.
Champing.
Man, I wonder if I have a 90 gig update.
Probably.
Oh, God damn it.
Mine wasn't that big. Mine was like 12. So I don't know.
Yeah, but 90 gigs shouldn't. I mean, you have fiber also. I guess it just doesn't. Did you remember to close all of your quick resumes, Alex?
Yeah.
It was 90 something gigs that I had to do. So we were just like, forget it.
Tuna. Well, yeah, oh my God. I blew Tuna's mind the other night.
That's only like
explaining
15 minutes.
That
he didn't have 50 minutes. He had to go.
Oh, okay.
I blew Tuna's mind the other night when I revealed to him that bits and bytes are different.
The capital B, lowercase b.
Yeah. Because he thought that he was like, what's going on? I'm meant to be getting a gigabyte per second. And I was like, that's not correct. You're not at the threshold, it's like 100 megabytes per second. If I'm blowing your mind right now, if you're listening,
which by
gigabit,
the way is really fast.
It's still really fast. If you're hitting that, but the problem is the Xbox, if you're over Wi-Fi in particular, is like you maybe get a quarter of that, maybe a half of that. But
but I'm not, I'm hardwired in.
Oh, you're hardwired. Dude, I'm telling you, the internet connectivity on these consoles is garbage. I mean, this is the thing, is they cut corners to keep the price down. Like,
no,
you don't have...
So long as I go into the download queue and I close everything in
quick resume.
I'll get like 800 down on the Xbox.
It was still going. We were
wireless?
Wi-Fi?
I'm wired. Everything's wired.
Yeah.
We were moving. We didn't have a lot of time. So we were just like, fuck it, let's just play.
Yeah, it was like 400 down, which is not 400 megabytes per second. It's like 40.
You know, the Spectrum guy came around, Spectrum Internet.
The Spectrum man. Uh-huh.
And he was like, first of all, the doorbell rang. I opened the door. I figured it's a package. Nope, Spectrum guy.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, hey, you know, we're just checking in with previous customers trying to find out, like, you know, if there's any way we can have you come back. And I was like,
no.
He was like, could I ask why you aren't with us anymore? I was like, because I got fiber.
Yeah.
I can't,
you know, thinking
you
like that'll be the end of
the. Why did you answer the phone?
Because
because
I thought it was a package.
Oh, you did say that. I'm sorry.
So I just opened the door and he says that quickly and he goes, can I ask why? And I'm like, because I got fiber. And I figure beginning and end
that'll
of that.
That'll shut
right?
the conversation down. Yeah.
But then he goes, well, that's why I'm here, because we now have fiber.
Oh, God.
He goes, and we're offering prices as low as $40 a month. And I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, but what are the speeds? Yeah. He was like, well, we have gigabit. I was like, is it up and down? And he was like, well, it's not up. He was like, but most people don't actually. And I was like,
I
need up.
Not most people. Yeah.
No, I need up.
He was like, well, what do you do? I was like, I upload around 400 gigabytes every day for my job because I upload 4 to 6 TV shows every day for Tubi. And he was like, oh, yeah, you can't use this. He was like, our upload is 400 megabits. I was like, see you later.
Meanwhile,
AT&T keeps trying to get me to upgrade. AT&T offers up to 5 now. I can get 5 up and down now if I wanted.
I'm still stuck at 1 here. I can't get faster than 1. And I want to get 2 so I can get 1.
Here's the thing.
500.
I'm paying $70 a month for 1 up and down, and it has HBO Max and has Max. So
included.
I'm getting Max included.
Who is your provider?
AT&T.
Okay. We don't have
Altice.
They don't do fiber out here on the East Coast. Altice. No. Tuna. Yeah.
What? It's 1 up and down.
Is it?
It
oh my God.
Hold on. Let me do a test right now.
Go ahead.
What is it? Ohikla or something? Okila or something?
Ukla. Just go to fast.com. Or go to Bing, right, and type in speed test.
Speedtest.net if you want up and down. If you
just
want down,
go to Bing
just
and type in speed test. I'll do my speed test right now.
It's not going to do it on this computer.
Oh my God. All right. Shut up then. What's Chris going to say?
All right.
Oh, sorry. I almost forgot. We went to Disney this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
It's so funny. It just caused a lag while I was doing the test. Let me just stop that.
Yep.
So we went to Disney for the weekend. Season of the Force has begun, which is they do a bunch of extra Ooh. Star Wars based stuff around May the 4th, which like they just announced new Star Wars stuff as well. So one of the things that they have happening right now is they have new droids walking around, and they have like actual BD droids, Tom, like completely just walking around.
They're very
it's
cool.
unbelievable. They have a bunch of like a lot more cast members walking around for Star Wars. They are now doing a fireworks show over the Galaxy's Edge area, which is like amazing. So like we watched the fireworks like over the Millennium Falcon, which was very cool. They have new food items at the two restaurants there. They have some new drinks at the cantina, and the what is that one? Space Mountain is now Hyperspace Mountain for the next 2 months. And it's very cool. Like they have Star Wars themed stuff throughout the dark ride. So like it looks like a galaxy around you. And then there's like a couple like ships will come by and they'll shoot at you, and it looks like laser blasts. And when it takes off, it does the, you know, hyperspace kind of warp. It's very cool. It's got Star Wars music on it. And Star Tours, they added a bunch of new scenes.
Yeah.
So like Andor came out at the beginning, was talking to us. And then we were flying with like the space whales and shit. Like, dude, it was really cool. So they added three new scenes to Star Tours. So it was a lot of fun. It was great. I had a great time. Loved it. So,
fuck yeah.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Fuck yes.
All right, you guys want to do a couple questions?
Sure. Do, but we have news. So Chris, he's asking. He's like, I want an indie every month. Give me a fucking indie every month.
What do we got?
Well, we have the Triple I Initiative showcase.
Oh, I saw
the
this
other day. So this has been to be like big indie titles.
Stupid name.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're just playing on the... They got a cool logo. It's fine. It is
fine. I3.
I3. Yeah, E3 is dead. Long live I3. So a couple of big things were announced here. Slay the Spire 2 is happening. I know you guys are both big fans of that one.
Huge fan. Love that game.
2025 for that, right?
Correct.
Or was it 2020?
Early access. Yeah. No, early access 2025. So it says here, a sequel to the acclaimed deck-building roguelike Slay the Spire has been revealed. The teaser didn't show us much when it kicked off the showcase, but from screenshots, we know there will be a new class called the Necrobinder, joining the Ironclad and the Silent. The game will be hitting early access in 2025. Risk of Rain 2. Which is a very popular indie title, is getting a free update, the Devotion update, that has a new map and more, and it has Dead Cells cosmetics in it now.
Oh, that's cool.
Vampire Survivors is getting Contra DLC. It's called Operation Guns. It'll be coming out May 9th. Mm-hmm.
We gotta try Vampire Survivors multiplayer.
Vampire Survivors is probably a good game for that, for the head-to-head as well.
Ooh.
Vampire Survivors also will be coming, I guess it wasn't on PlayStation up until this summer is when it's coming to PlayStation. So if you only have a PlayStation, you can check out Vampire Survivors. Darkest Dungeon 2 is getting a free game mode. Pal World is getting an update. They're having an arena mode where you can go head-to-head. Like it's like a 3v3 pal battle with other players. And then the big news, which was teased, I think we even talked about it last week, but is confirmed to be real. In fact, members of the press have played the game. At GameSpot, we have a hands-on preview of this. We are getting another Prince of Persia game. It's coming out May 14th on Early Access.
It's so insane.
Yeah, it's called The Rogue Prince of Persia. It is made by Evil Empire, who did the Dead Cells DLC content, and so not Motion Twin, the original Dead Cells creator, and it is a roguelike Prince of Persia, so it does have a little bit in common with Lost Crown, with it being a, you know, a 2D side-scrolling game, but yeah, when you
I'm
die,
glad
you
I'm glad it's
everything.
A roguelike, because even though I'm less interested in that genre, Just because I'm a little tired of run-based stuff as far as anything that's like action-based,
Sure.
like run-based stuff like Balatro, where it's like cards, I'm a lot more forgiving because it's, you know, you can just sit back and play that kind of thing. That being said, it would have been insane if it was another, you know, Metroidvania.
Yeah.
Like that would have been so stupid.
Yeah,
So at least it's
100%.
offering something different.
Yeah, and
The art's crazy.
it's visually very different too.
Yeah.
The art is nuts. Really cool stuff. So yeah, that's going to be early access this May. I don't know if I will jump into it then, because I'm just like hesitant to jump into early access games
No,
that
I'll wait.
have. Yeah, I'll probably wait. There's this game coming out later this month from Moon Studios, the Ori people, right? It's called I forget what it is, but it's like a
Isn't
fucking
that
like
like a
top-down action.
Hades-ish?
Yeah, it's like a Hades like top-down action game. It looks fantastic, but it's early access. I'm like, oh, I want to play it, but I don't want to play a couple of hours. And then they're like, okay, cool. See you in a what next time. Yeah, so indies, man, popping off right now. In the and it was funny when I talked to people at PAX, I talked about people about the state of the industry and stuff, and people like, look, like, yeah, there's less money going around, but like the money that indies are bringing, like the return on investment that a lot of these indies are bringing, like, is it's for bet than like AAA gaming. So it's going to be very interesting these next couple of years how the indie scene changes and reacts to the current developments of gaming. So that was the Triple I Initiative. Destiny, it's back. Somehow Destiny returned. Destiny 2, The Final Shape, the final kind of expansion that they're doing, capping off their first 10 years. Because this will be the 10-year anniversary of Destiny, if you can believe it. Can you believe it?
Can
So the Final Shape got delayed. It was meant to come out in February, as they usually do, but it got delayed to the summer. And rumors have been swirling around for a while that it was going to be very cool, because they were kind of like, this might be. Even though they keep saying Destiny 2 is not going anywhere, we're going to have future content. A lot of people seemingly seeing this as the last hurrah of Destiny. And so they're kind of throwing everything at the kitchen. They're throwing everything but the kitchen sink.
I mean, you gotta give it a finale. Otherwise, it just dies without getting one.
Yeah, this definitely, I mean, they're stepping it up. It definitely seems so. There's a new class called Prismatic that allows you to combine subclass types. It allows you to wield the light types and the dark types at the same time. So Void, Arc, and Solar were the original three light types, and then they added Stasis and Strand as the two darkness types. And yeah, each class will get a mishmash combo, so you can mix and match those subclasses, which is really cool, has a lot of people very excited, looks very cool in terms of gameplay. They even say in the video, they're like, we're kind of breaking the game by letting you do this, but like, we're at this point where we need to kind of inject some like fun into this, like some vibrancy into this game. And then there is this mode now, like above the ultimate, when you get your ultimate, you can go into transcendence mode, which seems to be kind of like this all-powerful kind of like light and dark being. And then they're adding a new enemy type, like a full suite of new enemies, not just the Taken or the other one that they made that was just like the Fallen but slightly different. This is called the Dread. We've already seen some of these enemy types when Lightfall came out. The Tormentors from Lightfall are part of the Dread. These are basically bits of the Witness, which is the enemy in Destiny 2, kind of manifested. There are Grimms, which are flying enemy types, which we, other than the hovering stuff that the Fallen have, we haven't had like a flying super mobile enemy in Destiny. There's this thing called the Husk that if you destroy them, like a little like worm comes out and starts jumping to you, so you have to like take out the husk and then make sure you take out the like worm inside of it as well. And then there's a bunch of other things, but we're getting an actual proper new enemy type, which is exciting. Yeah, and that's going to be coming out in June. Are we jumping back in? I know I
Yeah.
am. Are you jumping back? I know Chris will probably, because he had a little bit of a love
Yeah,
affair
fine.
recently.
Yeah,
Yeah, I'll
fine.
play the end. I'll play the end of this thing.
Okay. Okay.
Sure.
All right.
I don't it'll be great just to hear Alex be like, "What is this game?" Can I use my old what happened to my old gun? Can I use this still? This isn't good anymore.
Do you have the Gjallarhorn? You got the Gjallarhorn?
Is Gjallarhorn still
I
good?
don't remember if I
I think
do have
so.
it. I don't
Yeah,
know.
but don't we
I
have to
don't
like
actually know.
get it up to.
No, because I think they automatically like boost everything level wise. Like
Oh.
when I logged in the other day to just kind of get, my feet wet, because I messaged the Slack like channel we have for Destiny, where a lot of people still play regularly, and I was like, should I get my feet wet again before final shape, or should I just wait for final shape? And they were like, there's a lot of cool content out right now. There's a thing called Onslaught, which is a horde mode in Destiny, which you can play right now, which is actually really fucking cool. Basically, you the idea being that the Witness is barraging the final city with enemies, so you're defending these multiplayer maps, and it's a horde mode style game. Which is fun. So yeah, but it levels you up. So like
Sick.
all of my characters were like the new base level or whatever. Yeah, and then I guess the last bit of news is that coinciding with the release of the Fallout TV show, which again highly recommend, go check it out this weekend. All 8 episodes out right now. Fallout 4 is getting a new patch for PS5 and Xbox Series X. So this will be like the next gen upgrade for this game. Comes out April 25th. It will have a toggle between performance and quality modes. There will be on PC ultra wide and ultra widescreen and widescreen support. They're adding some new. Not new content, like new weapons and stuff, not like new story stuff. So if you watch the Fallout show and you've got the itch to jump back into a Fallout, you might want to wait until the end of the month when this update happens. And that's all the news that I can find for the week.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
I love it too.
Email on rankpodcast.com. You can send us some emails, or you can go to our Discord, click on the link, go to the show notes, and drop a line and questions for the pod. Or you can, I love a call in. Want to drop us a voicemail? You have a weird thought? Call in 805-738-8692. That's 805-738-8692. All right. I'm gonna read you guys something here. It's a long one, so bear with me.
I love it.
Hey, it's Sean from Ohio. I have a question for you all. While I was checking out at the grocery store, the cashier mentioned a deal where buying three of the items would be cheaper than just two. There was someone behind me in line with one, so I offered to pay for theirs. They were overly grateful for it, and that made me feel quite good about myself, if I'm being honest. And I managed to save some money too. It got me thinking, what's the most selfish act you've done that might have seemed selfless on the surface? Donations for tax deductions come to mind, though I often forget to claim them in the end. Suck it, boys.
I also forget to claim
Oh, yeah.
charitable tax
I
deductions, because it's not
always
even that
do.
much. It's not
I
even like
always
it's going to
do.
break
Yeah,
the,
it's not
it's not
enough
even,
to
it's not going
like,
to save me.
yeah. I'm
I
not a millionaire
literally,
that needs to like, yeah.
yeah.
I did a donation the other day. Like, the solicitors got me outside of Trader Joe's and they were like, oh, you can do this. And I'm like, I'm never going to do that, but here you go.
Tax deductible my ass. Let's see. What's a selfish act that I did that wasn't really selfish? It was, oh, no, it looked selfless, but it was actually selfish.
Yeah.
This is an episode of Friends.
Oh, it is an episode of Friends.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because there is no such thing as a selfless
Yeah,
act
Jo
because everything makes
Joey.
you feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what it
I mean, a
is?
lot of what I do is selfless things, and I'm actually really selfish. I'm doing it all for
Okay.
myself. Almost everything I do, actually. I turn to the
Raising a
guys.
child.
Yeah, it's for my benefit. I want to love the kid. What happens to the kid herself? I don't know.
I have one,
Okay.
but it sounds insane. So I only did this once, but I'm going to do it again soon, probably this month, if I can, if not early next month. But so I recently decided I'm going to start donating blood as
Okay.
many times as I can throughout the year, which I think is a maximum of like 6 times, I think is the most you can do it. So I found out that I have high cholesterol in January. And one of the things that you can do that also temporarily help with that to lower your cholesterol is donate your blood. Because they remove about 8% of your blood, and then your body will make new blood, but the new blood it makes doesn't have the high cholesterol on it. You have to put new cholesterol. Now it's very temporary relief, but if you do have high, like it is something that can help. And then, funnily enough, like 3 weeks ago, I just read a thing where have you heard about the new hotness in what's killing all of our bodies?
No, but tell me about it.
Nanoplastics. We thought
Oh, yeah.
microplastics were bad.
Oh, right. Aren't they
Nanoplastics.
like
Right,
finding plastics? What
nanoplastics.
are they finding plastics in now that is like
Everything. Everything.
everything?
Everything. Everything. But it's in the nanoplastics are small enough to get into like your arteries and into your bloodstream. So they're finding nanoplastics in everyone now. And they were like, actually, if you donate your blood, it's pretty much the only way we know of to remove nanoplastics from your body. Because basically, and so, on the scale of being like, well, it only takes 8% of your blood out,
But
at
now
the
you're
same
putting
time,
nanoplastics in
hey,
someone
that's not my
else.
problem. That's somebody else's problem, not mine. But if you think about it, right? If you donate blood as many times as you can, even 5 times in a year, you're filtering out, 40% of your blood.
That's great.
So I'm gonna get all those little plastics out. I'm gonna lower my cholesterol, and I'll, be
And
helping someone. I'll be
they'll go
helping someone else out with that.
right back in. Tom, what do you got?
No, it's, selfish things. I get a lot of I get
The
you know
cholesterol won't go right back in because I cut out. I don't use coconut oil anymore or anything like that. We're using avocado oil, which is like super low cholesterol. I've cut down my cheese intake by like more than 50%. I have very little cheese now these days.
Don't eat meat, you don't eat cheese. What are you eating?
Well, I eat fish still.
A leaf?
I eat fish.
Very good. We've been eating a lot of fish here actually recently. I've been making fish and chips left and right, which is probably not good for cholesterol. My selfish, selfless thing. So I get I get like gift mailers right from companies. Like I got one last year for specifically for this selfless situation. I got a mailer for the Mario movie, so I got a bunch of like the toys and stuff, and I kept some of them. We have like the actual figures, but there was like, oh, Mario on his go-kart, and you pull it back and it zips forward, or like the little Princess Peach castle playset, and there's stuff that I'm not gonna keep, or put on display or what have you. So it's like, great, Brooke, your fucking cousin's kids, here's a box of Mario movie stuff. Here's I have there's some Power Ranger stuff I've received over the years that is like for babies. I mean, not that this isn't for babies, but like really for babies, like the Flip Head figures, the ones where it's like their bodies are like this and you press their belt and their head flips so it changes from
Oh,
helmet
weird.
to helmetless. They were toys from the 90s that they remade for like the 30th anniversary or whatever. I've been able to give those away to the kids. So like we are buying these kids affection left and right. Every time they come over, they know that they're going home with a fun little treat. And so it feels great, but I've put almost zero effort into that, you know, exchange. So that's the selfish.
What's funny is that I did the exact same thing almost. So we had Easter here last year, and my cousin's cousins' kids were in the basement and stuff, and we had and I had some like those extra little VIP add-ons for Lego. Like if you buy a Lego set, they'll throw in like a little one
a little
or something.
Free. Yep.
Yeah, so they'll throw in like a little free one. One was like a bird with an egg or something like that. Another one was like just a bag of pirate pieces, like chests and figures and stupid. I was like, I'm never gonna use this. So I was like, oh, you could totally. I got, you know, and I said, oh, I got them for the kids. I got these all for all the little kids here today. No, I didn't. I was fucking just lying around. Take them. And I looked like a great guy, but I looked like I put in some real effort into that. Like, oh, I thought of it. Oh, I got them all little Lego shit.
Yeah. Brilliant. No,
I've only
feel
gotten
that.
Two free Lego things that were cool. One was a camera and one was a classic car. The rest of them were like you described. But,
there we go.
I Am Not a Luminary asks, if you've got to choose your last meal, what and where would it be? Let's break this tired old question out of jail and say the world is your oyster, but that would be a bad choice for a last meal if you want my opinion.
Mine would be... there is a... I'm having a tough time remembering it. Like the specifics. There is a mountain in Spain called... I forget the name, but it basically resembles an elephant lying down, is what they like locally like say. And it's named after like an elephant or something. I don't know. And there is a restaurant that when you sit outside, you can look the mountains right there and you can look at it. And the restaurant is like the Elephant Restaurant or something like that is the name of it. And I had... on several occasions, because we would go there every time we would go to Spain. We'd go to Spain a lot when we were living in England.
Ooh,
for
fancy
summer.
Boy.
Well, you know, it's a hop, skip, and a jump. And back then, there was no issues with my British passport. And, you know, going to Spain, not as big of a deal as I'm sure it is now, where it's a little bit more of a pain in the ass. Anyway, that restaurant, fantastic, had a great... a little pasta dish with like a lemon or an oil lemon sauce. When I think about the best meal I've ever had, that is what always jumps to mind. So yeah.
Chris. Hell yeah. I would go to Vegas, all you can eat buffet. As long as I don't leave and stop eating, I'll never die.
One of those,
the cholesterol will fucking kill you before the fucking lethal
injection. My last meal never ends.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's really tough. I there was a breakfast place I went to in Hawaii that was like one of the greatest.
I was gonna say the burrito.
No, I've had that enough. I don't need to have that as my last meal.
Yeah.
They had these waffles and they were made with I can't remember what the name of it is, but they use that like potato flour in everything in Hawaii. Like same with like whenever you get like Hawaiian rolls, they use that same flour. So it's like really sweet. So the waffle was made with that and it had like all of this fresh fruit there with it and like everything on it was like it like had these like fresh coconut shavings on it. Like they made like the hand whipped cream there for it, and it was just It was so good. Every bite was delicious. They had this, you know, guava, orange, lilikoi, fruit punch, like juice that I had, like orange juice. And it was like right on the beach. So you were sitting outside and you're having this, and it was great. I mean, that would be a very peaceful, great place. Have a last meal.
Yeah.
Tony, you going to Big Daddy's?
We're going to Rome. We're going to Rome, baby. Go to
okay.
Rome.
What
you going to Sparrow's?
Do you have a specific restaurant?
No,
mind?
They're all really good. I'm not lying. I'm not, you know, I had the best pasta carbonara in Rome. We were just walking the streets one night, and some old man comes out of a door, and he says, "Oh, come, are you looking to eat?" We're like, "Yeah, fine, fuck it, go." It's the fucking house. We go downstairs to the basement. There's like four tables, right? No one is cooking in the freaking back. It comes out with this carbonara. It was amazing. It was incredible. I was like, "This is sick. This is living," right? We could have gotten killed. Could have been a murder house, but it was fantastic.
It could have. Is Rome, honestly, if you get to a point where you can retire and move and all that jazz, when it comes time, are you trying to do the like Sicilian, like Mediterranean living?
No, I'm going to be sitting in this basement playing video games.
So you're not sitting in that basement. Your daughter's going to be there.
She's out of the house by then. She's boys. Out of the house.
You all think right, her generation's going to be able to move out?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Her and her family are going to be living in that basement.
Yeah. With her deadbeat husband and their kid.
Deadbeat.
There you go.
Oh, that was amazing. All right. So just to remind everyone, next week, you want to go into Hot Wheels 2 Unleashed Turbocharge. Go to a spinning golf course. That's where we're doing our next head-to-head. Tom. You gonna win this time? I know you have one ready to go.
I really want it. I do have it in me.
I spent a long time coming up with this. I was playing games for like 3 hours trying to find the right guys. I went into Rise Son of Rome.
No, you fucking
I did. I thought it would be great, but it wasn't. So I'll tell you about that next time. But until then.
Next time on Unranked.
Day Unranked.
Suck it.